Wow, that legend's going to be actually in the studio with us
Brilliant.
Tomorrow.
Awesome.
So we're going to be chatting with him as well. Speaking of legends, he joins us, Phil Moss. G'day, Phil.
Mate, don't put me in that bracket of me and Rush on the screen. I hope we've got a red carpet here for him tomorrow morning.
He is a legend, isn't he?
Absolute legend. He was one of my absolute heroes growing up, him and Craig Johnson, in that era that Liverpool just dominated everything. I wish I was old enough to gamble back then. I would have won a lot of money on them. When I was old enough to gamble, they would have cost me a lot of money.
Those two you've mentioned are the reason I grew up following them too. That's why I'm a Liverpool supporter. Yeah. So it's going to be a great thrill.
Well, I think he's still the club's leading goal scorer. Wow. All-time leading goal scorer.
Yeah, it's good. Some record. Really looking forward to it. Mate, no topic on this program sparks the talk back like junior registration fees. And we were discussing this yesterday and you've done a little bit of digging.
We have, TK, just as part of our service to our listeners. Apparently this is from top brass at FFA, $12.50 from every registered child goes to FFA and 90% of that $12.50 goes back to the member federation. So your Football New South Wales, Football Queensland, Tasmania, and the list goes on. So the junior registration fees apparently do not fund elite football. Which was a really interesting, because I think the perception out there is that it
absolutely
does. It funnels up and it funds our national teams to a certain degree. So they're the stats coming out of FFA.
So my next question is, what do the state governing bodies do with it all?
That's right. And if FFA, I guess FFA's mentality and motivation behind taking that $12.50 is that then they can redirect it back to the state feds and have some control over how that money's spent. And that goes into state technical directors, representative programs, and so forth. So there is a plan in place, which of course there was going to be, quite strategic, but still we need to find a way to drive these registration fees down because it is too cost prohibitive.
Good, mate. Thanks for getting that information. That's great. Adelaide United, what are they requesting?
So they referee Sean Evans controlled their game on the weekend, and there was the Clisby tackle and the Sandilab tackle. Now the Clisby tackle has put Cheerio out for up to 10 weeks, and the Sandilab tackle, we're still waiting to hear the full report on James Holland, but they were both yellow cards on the night, both really, in my opinion, the first one, Clisby, yes, yellow card, probably, could have been red, but the Sandilab 100% red wasn't given. But the week before, Sean Evans did the Brisbane-Melbourne victory game, and John Aloisi had a spat after the game about his performance. So he's under pressure from a couple of clubs to keep his spot, but Adelaide have requested that he doesn't do any more of their games. That request will fall on deaf ears because FFA will never agree to that.
Well, you can't have the tail wagging the dog there, can you, mate? Mm. Now, Canberra, they're trying to get into the A-League?
They have been. There was a A-League for Canberra campaign that ran for a while under a guy called Ivan Slavic down in Canberra. But the Mariners have taken two games to Canberra this year, this season, I should say. And he's now been appointed the CCM Business Development Manager in Canberra. So he's come out this week and said, look, this is probably our best way into the A-League, so let's get behind the Mariners.
We have to
make this work, share a team. How the Mariners supporters up on the Central Coast feel about this, I mean, I lived it a few years ago when the owner tried to take some games to Brookvale Oval, North Sydney Oval. There was a massive backlash, so watch this space.
Yeah, it seems to be working for GWS, who have got Marnica operating. And also Spotless, but I don't know, I guess they're a bigger brand that can...
Yeah, I guess it comes down to how many games you take away from Gosford, and there's two,
hard,
as opposed to what was going to be four or six a few years ago, so that's more palatable, but how it's marketed, how it's handled is key to its success.
With Sydney FC, it looks like Brosk is almost set to start for them. He's been coming off the bench, and Bernie Abini, there's an article in Sydney Morning Herald this morning. He's been out for a while.
Yeah, he has. He did a bad break to his leg in his first couple of weeks at Club Bruges. And he's come back to Sydney. Graham Arnold, Andrew Clark and all the medical staff have rehabbed him. He was in a bad, bad way 6 months ago, but can't wait to see Bernie back on the pitch. Worked with him at the Mariners. Consummate professional. Very exciting player, TK, as you said. He gets fans out
Should
of their
seats.
Should
score goals all the time.
And can't wait to see Alex Brosk back. He's come off the bench twice, scored two goals, and he's just such a crucial cog in their machine.
Yeah, he is. And we've got the Champions League on currently. There's been no changes to those scores. So there's about 10 minutes.
Real are smashing their opposition 5-1.
Yeah, it was 4 and now it's 5-1 there.
Leicester going well. Yeah, Leicester going well.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, 84th minute.
Definitely. But can I mention, can we just go back to the FFA Cup game just for 1 second? There's a player down for Canberra Olympic.
Yeah, tonight.
His name is Felipe Bernabeu Madrid.
Ah.
What a name.
Good name.
Fantastic. I hope he scores a goal. I hope Sydney get the result that they desire, because it'll make for a fantastic final. But I hope he gets on the score sheet and goes and celebrates. Apparently his parents had an argument about his name when he was born, so they just put them both together, Bernabeu and Madrid. Go.
Unbelievable. Thank you, Phil Moss.
Pleasure, guys.
That's going to be 7:30 tonight. It's going to be Sydney FC up against Canberra Olympic, and it's Canberra $21 outside. It's Sydney FC 105 at tab.com.au.